USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Google will pay 39 states nearly $400 million in a settlement over its location tracking practices. Google was accused of misleading users into thinking they had turned off location tracking in account settings when Google continued to track users' location. President Biden is continuing his overseas trip by meeting for the first time in person with the president of China.
While Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win in Nevada, the Democrats will get a much-needed boost if Senator Raphael Warnock wins in the Georgia runoff race with Herschel Walker December 6. The ability to pass key legislation and fill court vacancies may depend on it. The House majority is still undecided at this hour. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Inflation remains on the minds of many investment banks.
One of the nation's largest investment banks says inflation is expected to ease in a significant way next year. Goldman Sachs made that prediction while talking about the Federal Reserve's preferred way to measure inflation, the Core Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, or PCE. Goldman says that will fall to just under 3% by the end of next year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Jay Leno says he's okay after he suffered burns to his face due to a car fire. TMZ reporting Leno was in the Los Angeles garage where he stores his cars when one of them erupted into flames. He suffered burns on the left side of his face, but no damage was done to his eye or ear. He's in the hospital, and Leno told Variety he just needs a week or two to get back on his feet. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided not to attend the G20 summit in Indonesia. At the summit on Monday, UN Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaks about the importance of countries working together despite geopolitical differences.
I would like very much to have President Putin here, and the meeting I'm having with Lavrov, of course, would be even more relevant if it would be with President Putin.
The balance of power in Washington, D.C. remains in question as the House of Representatives remains up for grabs. Republican Lori Chavez-Dermer tells Fox what she wants to do, emerging victorious in her House race in Oregon.
That is the key to an electorate that's happy. They want to see a vibrant economy, that they're safe on their streets, that their kids are having access to a great education, and that's what we want to do.
Dermer winning Oregon's 5th congressional district. Police in Turkey have made numerous arrests over a bombing over the weekend in their capital city. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has more on the story.
Turkish police have arrested 46 people over the explosion in central Istanbul that left at least 8 people dead and 81 others injured in a shopping area. The Interior Minister told reporters on Monday that the suspect included the person of interest who left the bomb that caused the explosion in Turkey's largest city.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.